Inside on Business, the news hour is brought to you by In the Bag Corporate Cuisine for delivered meals with flair. InTheBag-Lunches.com. Bindery One Printing Solutions for Business, BindaryOne.com. And Remax Real Estate Concepts with offices throughout the Des Moines Metro. That's HomeConnect.com.
Welcome back to the news hour on this Friday afternoon. Grateful, as always, that you've chosen us to listen to on your ride home and getting ready for the weekend. It is really special for us. And, you know, we're celebrating our second year on the air here with 1350 KRNT, bringing you the news of the nation, the region, and also the Des Moines Metro. On Fridays, we tend to lighten the load a little bit with our interviews and our guests. And our guest in studio in this first half hour is Melissa Berkheimer. She's with the Greater East Side Development Group. They call it the GESD. It's a nonprofit group that has goals of raising funds on this particular occasion and collecting instruments for some of the kids over at Capitol View Elementary School. Welcome to the News Hour, Melissa. Thanks. Good to see you again.
Good to see you again. Thank you so much for having me.
Full disclosure, Melissa and I have worked together on multiple projects over the years, and I've watched her career grow and prosper, and grateful that you took time to come with us. So let's talk about this. This is money and instruments for some of the kids over at Capitol View Elementary School, and I suspect that Capitol View Elementary School is on the east side.
Yes, it's just east of downtown.
Close to the Capitol?
Yes.
You could view the Capitol?
Yes, absolutely.
It was an appropriate name. So why are you doing this? What got you started in doing this?
When I became involved with the group, it used to be a good old boys group that used to give businesses money to relocate to the east side of Des Moines.
Really?
And since then, they've kind of become like a lunch club, and they would do small projects here and there. They pick up trash the first Saturday of August every year for the fair. Before all the fairgoers come, they would be in the art center, and they would do smaller community projects. And I said, let's reach out to the schools, because I know that there is a need in probably all of the schools in the city, but specifically if we're geared towards improving the east side, let's see what we can do. So we sent out a survey about 18 months ago to all of the area schools in Des Moines on the east side of the river. And one of the replies we got was from a woman named Marcia Kerper, who is currently the principal at Capitol View Elementary School. And she reached out to us and said, hey, we're short instruments.
Instruments.
So last year they had to turn away approximately 10 kids because the students couldn't afford an instrument or the school didn't have any to loan them.
Got it. So this appeared in a survey that you did 18 months ago. And then you went back to the development group and said, hey,
yeah,
this looks like a viable project.
Yeah, we did some green projects a couple years ago with other schools, and they were on a smaller scale financially wise. But this one is our big one. We were like, can we really do this? And we're doing it. So, yeah.
And so when did it all start? And when does it wrap up?
The planning started early in the spring. We, you know, confirmed everything with Marcia, and then everything really kicked off in August. We announced everything we did make an announcement in June at the Des Moines East South Chamber Luncheon that they featured for nonprofits, and that sparked some interest. So in August, we actually officially kicked it off. And since then, we've collected over 20 instruments that people have either brought in, or we've actually physically went and picked up ourselves. And we've been able to we've raised $1,200 initially as of a couple of weeks ago. So we used that money to buy 6 new strings instruments. It was 4 violins and 2 violas. And now we are up as of I just got confirmation like 2 days ago that we are up to $6,600 raised. And I was leaving the school today because Channel 13 did a follow-up story, and two people were bringing in instruments as I was literally pulling out of the parking lot.
That's something. So, Melissa Berkheimer is with us. She's with the Greater East Side Development Group. This is really kind of a cool story because – and I've got to go off script here for just a minute. And I know Michael, who is running the board for us this afternoon, would agree how important the arts are to the overall development of a student. That's critical stuff. And sadly, in many cases, There are schools having to cut the arts because there isn't funding for that. And that does create a well-rounded individual. It's so important. I mean, you know, those types of things. So kudos on this project.
Thank you.
Who is this impacting? What are the kids? What ages are they?
The kids are in fourth and fifth grade. The string students are in fourth and fifth grade at the school. And the band students are in fifth grade.
And so who are you asking to become involved in this process?
We are asking a couple of different people. There's two ways to help. The first way is to actually donate your gently used instrument that's still sitting in the closet. We've had instruments.
I've had some stories, too.
We have some stories. Dad played it in high school, and then daughter played it in high school, and then they've happily donated it to us. There's lots of stories, and we're getting more band instruments than we are strings, because with the strings instruments, they have to use kid size. So you can bring your instrument to the school, which you'll have links up on the website. Right. It's on East 16th Street in Des Moines. Or you can send us an email to our email account, and I'll personally come pick it up, or one of our members will. And if that doesn't work out for you, then you can give a cash donation, which is tax deductible, via PayPal on our website. Or you can send it to P.O. Box 17272. Des Moines, Iowa, 50317.
And what's that website?
GESDM.com.
GESDM.com. So folks can get involved in a number of ways. They can go rummaging around through their stuff and find that trombone or that wind instrument, for example, that maybe had belonged to their father or grandfather or themselves. Mm-hmm. Even and donate that. And what a cool thing to be able to do, to bring music into the lives of kids that otherwise might not have this opportunity. And they can also donate cash.
Yes, it's tax deductible as well.
Of course, so, there you go. It is all about the Greater East Side Development Group, and it's raising funds and collecting instruments for the kids over at Capitol View Elementary School. When does all this wind up?
This winds up as soon as we hit our goal of $10,000.
Wow.
But we're thinking that's going to become something bigger that I can't necessarily speak on yet, but I don't know that it's going to end right away.
You know, once you start doing good in the community, it always has the opportunity to mushroom and to become better than what it was. And so kudos to you guys. See,
Thank you. The
good old boys club got a kick in the tuchus, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and, you know, it's... Thank you so much for having us. Let us come talk about it and spread the word, because that's the biggest way you can help. And another way that I forgot to mention is if you have a group that you would like me to come speak in front of and share a little bit more about our cause, I'd be more than happy to. And I can maybe even arrange the teachers or to get some students to come and play as well.
There you go. Her name is Melissa Berkheimer, ladies and gentlemen, and she's working with the Greater East Side Development Group and collecting money and instruments for this really cool project over at Capitol View Elementary. Thanks so very much for coming in and talking to us about
thank
this.
Thank you so
we
much
do
for
appreciate
having
it.
Us.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we're going to step aside, rather, for the Wall Street Journal report, and then we've got the Agribusiness report coming up, and that is all ahead of Cheryl Tessier, who's in next half hour to talk about Eat, Play, Love Des Moines, stuff to do in the metro this weekend and beyond. Thanks again for being with us. This is Insight on Business, the News Hour.